Ta-da! There we go. Click, clack, click, clack, clack.
Alright, oh, yeah. Alright, now, no banter this time. We're gonna get right into this.
But our witty banter is totally worth it.
Hey, it's You Know the Drill with Sam and Rutz.
Hey-o.
And we're continuing. Now it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time as you sip from your bottle.
Delicious, actually. Well, it wasn't that good because it wasn't chilled.
Oh yeah, I don't like non-cold water.
Yeah, I made the mistake last night of I was gonna go to the movies and then ended up staying in to watch said movie. And so I forgot to fill all my water bottles. So I'm just drinking, like, you know. It was filtered though, because I got a nice filter. So
nice. Let me ask you, and I feel like we had to have had this conversation at some point, but I don't explicitly remember. Do you feel like when water is not cold, you have to drink more of it?
No.
I do. I feel like water that's not cold does not quench my thirst.
Oh no, I'm totally fine as long as I'm just drinking water. I could guzzle it day in, day out.
Yeah. It's gotta be cold.
Guzzle. No, I know. I think that's part of that is like a rebelling thing, because that's my dad. My dad is like, you have to have absolutely, like, completely almost frozen water. Huh. And while I appreciate, you know, cold water, right? Like, I've got like 4, you know, individual like liter bottles that I keep in the fridge, or, you know, so I can just chill water overnight. Mm-hmm. But like most of the time, like, I'll walk in, you know, from work or whatever, and just grab a cup and, you know, drink reasonably cold water right off the tap. I've got no issue with it, at least now that it's filtered. So
nice.
Yeah, I totally don't mind. Like, honestly, it's a little more room temp than I'd like, because it's been sitting out, you know, for like an hour and a half for recording purposes. So
yeah,
but it's all fine. Right.
Well, this week we're going to insert the part of the last week's episode that was not covered. Right. It is
insert.
Time for
what are we inserting?
Inserting the dictator.
Okay, so I'm gonna prime the wheels here a little bit, because this part of it,
you're gonna lube it up.
I'm gonna lube it up a little bit. Okay. So this wasn't a spur of the moment thing, right?
Sure.
Because while it may appear that way, it's not. This is was one of the only reasons why I was choosing to go on this trip initially, because I'm wondering if, you know, other people, you, maybe people in the audience do this too. When I get interested in something, I dive full in, right? I get hyper-focused.
Yeah.
If it's something new. And this is this case. So have you heard of, are you familiar with a Micronation?
Oh, you know, yes. Yes,
okay.
I am.
So that's what this was. All right.
Huh.
So this was, it's known as the Republic of Molossia. And it's about a 1.5 acre micronation outside of Reno. It's about 45 minutes outside of Reno.
Okay.
And I heard about this from, like, it was on like lists of like hidden gem things. Cause I always do that. If I go to a city that I'm not familiar with, I'll go to like Atlas Obscura and I'll look through like the weird stuff, right?
Oh yeah, didn't you mention that last week, but not last week's episode.
Yeah. And it's such a useful tool. Highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
But between that and like I found a lot on TikTok, you know, the short form, because that kind of stuff makes for perfect short form content, right? Travel talk of like, you know, hidden things that you wouldn't know of, like. One of the things I didn't mention in the last episode, because I wasn't there long enough for it to make an impact, right? I had some downtime, so I figured I'd try it.
Mm-hmm.
Was I went to, like, the library in Reno, and it was completely, like, overfilled. It was like a half conservatory, half library. It was gorgeous. But, like, again, random gems. And so I was always intrigued by this Molossia thing, right? I went through like documents upon documents of research papers and, you know, dove deep on social media and YouTube just to like learn about this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, as it turns out, they open their doors 3 times a year, 3 to 4 times a year.
Really?
And the last time they were doing it for 2023 happened to be on my mom's birthday.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. And so I told her, I'm like, I'm down to go on this vacation with you, but Saturday, at least until dinner time, is for me.
And so you want to do. So you knew. So how long have you known about this?
It's been scheduled about 2 months prior to this.
Okay, so like this is something that you knew about. They didn't tell me about.
Yeah.
Okay. Was this? Were you like waiting to like unveil this as a surprise? Partly. So was this like always part of your plan? Was you were going to talk about this for the podcast or something?
Partly. Okay. Partly, I wasn't even sure how much I was going to have to talk about, but like you know. I was going to be like, oh, if it's a good story, you know, whatever, right? I could use it. And so couldn't sleep. For some weird reason, you know, that's like the time when, I'm not going to say nerves get to me, but like I always have trouble sleeping before I go to like something big that's been planned, right?
Just thinking about Esther?
Esther? At this point, because this was Saturday morning, I had met Esper, but like this was not a thought in my head, right? And so I get up early and I'm thinking, okay, on my way out there, this was the morning that we had, that there was a solar eclipse across the United States.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to stop off. Cause there's a bunch of like vista points, right, along the drive. And I'm like, I'm going to stop off and get a photo and get a couple. Like I took my good camera and I'm like, I'll get my good camera and I'll get my phone. Cause my phone's got decent, you know, camera abilities. I'm like, and I'll just take a bunch of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, on the drive out there, completely cloudy. Clouds block the solar eclipse completely. But I'll admit, driving out to Molossia was the most fun I've had driving in a long time.
Really?
Because technically, it's only like 20 miles out of town, but it takes about 45. Mm-hmm. Because it's all like weaving and winding through and around the mountains.
Oh, okay.
And so it was actively fun to drive.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it was a blast. At least until you got to Virginia City, which is like the super old schooly like mining town. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, it's like, well, it's just, you know, you go on straight roads for like 15 minutes and you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I pull up to Molossia and I'm sitting there thinking, all right, there's going to be like 20 people max, right? Because it wasn't like a first come, like it wasn't a first come, first serve. Like you could just show up. You had to place a reservation to go. And you had to place a reservation with the president to go.
With the what?
Again. You'll see what I mean. Anyway.
Did you say president?
Yes.
I thought we were dealing with a dictator here.
Hold on.
Okay.
Anyway. So I get there, and there's probably 100 people. I was surprised. Like, I couldn't even park nearby. It was like, I had to park around the corner. Like, it was a whole thing.
You were surprised how many or how few?
How many.
Okay.
Because I'm like, there's no way. Like, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be like a quiet thing. 15, 20 people max, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's 100 plus.
Ah.
And as it turns out, I'm sitting there in the crowd and President Dictator, as he calls himself.
President Dictator.
Yes. He is a president by title, but he is a dictator in ruling.
Okay.
President Dictator Kevin Ball comes out and he's like, you know, introducing himself, blah, blah, blah. And this was fun. It was weird at the time, but it was fun at the same time. I've got a bunch of pictures, so these I'll share on the Discord for those who want to see them. But, the first thing they wanted to do was that he has a borderline, right? And so it was like, yo, left side America, right side Molossia. And so he was going like, whoever wants to come and let's take pictures at the sign. And so everyone's going through, you know, standing next to the president, the first lady, very nice woman, was like taking pictures for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I get in line and I'm like, oh, it's my turn. Yeah, sure. I'm going to get a photo. And this random ass kid comes up and runs into the shot. And I'm like, And the president, Kevin, is like trying to like push him out of the way. Yoki, he's like, oh, it's not your turn yet. And I'm like, oh, no, it's totally fine. Like, don't worry about it. I was like, if he wants to be in the picture, let him be in the picture. Because I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to have a random picture with a kid. It's fine. And so the first lady goes, oh, she's like, yeah, you're lucky. You get two heads of state. And I didn't think about that at the time. I was so confused.
Two heads of state?
That's what she said. And so kid walks away. I get another photo. Continue without her day. First thing, thought was gold. Because this guy, Kevin, very funny guy.
Honestly, first thing he thought was gold? What do you mean?
The first thing he did was gold.
Oh, okay. First thing he did was gold. Okay. Yeah.
So, very funny guy, right? I mean, honestly, like, if you're going to have, you know, the...
A micronation?
Yeah, if you're going to have a micronation, you got to, you know, there's some level of, you know, you got to be goofy about it, right?
Yeah.
And so...
He has a little bit of awareness.
Yeah, totally. And so, he comes up and he goes... Okay, he's like, you know, I'm glad you guys all came. Thank you, you know, for helping us, you know, like, showcase what Malasia really was, whatever, right? And he goes, all right, now everyone get the hell out of my country. He's like, that's right. He's like, step back, get out of my country. And so he forces the whole group back onto the road. And this is what I was excited about, because I read about this, and I wasn't sure if they were going to do it. But I thought it was super cool. And after I was a little worried at first, but then after some research, totally fine. And so he goes, all right, we may not be recognized by the United States. We may not be recognized by the UN as our own country. But we are legally allowed to stamp your passports if you brought them as like an authentic visa.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that's cool. So
that is, yeah, that's definitely... something you want as a keepsake.
Right. So, like, I think about 85% of the people brought their passports. Like, they knew this was a thing. Everyone else didn't. And so, there were a couple of people like, oh, you know, can you stamp your brochure? Like, those other things. But he gave them hell. He's like, you came to another country without your passport? How dare you? And it was great. I had such a good time. And so, as I'm like, preparing, right? I've got this bag with me, and it's full of cookie dough. Reason being is on their website, and a little bit online, but mainly on their website, they have their own currency called the Valora, and it's tied to the US dollar and to cookie dough. So you can, he's like, as a gift, he's like, if you ever want to come to Malasia and give a gift, Pillsbury chocolate chip cookie dough.
Wow.
Or you can use it and you can actually trade cookie dough for like about $4 to $5 worth of stuff in their mercantile store.
Okay.
And so, interesting. Yeah. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I've seen it online. It's always a fun treat of, you know, and all these people come to Malasia and they bring just logs of cookie dough. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
They must really love chocolate chip cookies, I guess.
Yeah. Well, also, if you think about it, they only open it up, you know, 3 times a year. So it's not like a, you know, they just get an influx of cookies, you know, a couple times a year.
Right, it's cookie day.
Yeah, exactly. And so I had already, like, kind of talked because Kevin was, like, the one who was answering my emails when I was setting up the reservation. So we kind of already were going to, like, make a show out of it, right? Like, you know, oh, Ambassador, you know, Rutz from America is coming to bring cookie dough to the mighty nation of Malasia, right?
Yeah.
And so we were getting prepared for that. And Kevin comes out and he goes, so you guys have a rather unique experience today. And so I'm like, I wouldn't call it that, but okay. And he goes, it's actually a state visit. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, we have 2 representatives from other micronations here today. I was like, oh,
that's kind of cool.
He goes, so we're going to have like a flag hanging ceremony. And, you know, we'll go ahead and like have an extra bit onto this tour. I was like, oh.
You didn't know about that.
So I had no idea. No, I had no idea. And so, yes, the kid is the president of his own micronation.
Yeah, because you said the first lady said they had 2 heads of state in the photo.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I will say, I cannot tell you what the Micronation is called. I feel bad because I talked to his mom, like most of the tour, like cause she was kind of hanging in the back with me, you know, so I can take pictures and stuff. And he was the she's the treasurer, and I think it's called like Campbell. It's something. It starts with a C. I don't know what it is. I tried looking it up after, like, once I got back into, you know, back home, I was like, let me figure out what this is. It's not any, you know, it's got to be, like, bare bones or just starting Micronation, because it's not on any index or anything.
And this was, and the kid was the president?
The kid was really? The president, yeah.
So yep. was the Micronation this kid's thing?
I'm assuming so.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. Like, I wish I knew more, but again, I don't know, because... maybe they put a press release about it. I haven't been on Molasses website since then. But you know, maybe there's something about it. I don't know. However, the other one I did recognize because it was on the list. I cannot tell you where it's at. Like, I know it's on the West Coast somewhere. But two of the other representatives were from Slowjamistan.
Slowjamistan?
Slowjamistan.
What is that, like a jam state?
So, the president is a slow jams DJ.
Okay.
They have their own theme song and everything. I'll link it to you, you know, once we're done recording. It's the funniest thing.
Do you want to start a Micronation in the Discord?
You know, I'd be down. I'd be down to at least run the experiment. I'm just saying.
Who wants to become part of a new experimental Micronation? Join the Discord and we can build something great together.
Yeah,
I don't like how that came out. That we can.
You're gonna make the Discord great again?
No. What have I done? Never mind. Don't join the Discord. Forget it.
Oh God.
Canceling this whole thing.
Love it. I love it.
Oh my God, that man ruined the word "great" for me.
Yes,
and the word "make," and the word "America." Let's face it, he ruined America.
I think a lot of other people have ruined America before that.
Well, yeah, that's fair, but also he, you know,
yeah,
ruined it even more.
Okay. Anyway, beside the point. Continue with the story. So, yeah, they do a whole signing thing, and this is where I was a little offended. Okay.
Oh, you got offended.
I was a little offended.
By Kevin?
Not by Kevin. But by the slow jamistanians.
Oh, the slow jamistanians, yeah.
So, you know, we were planning on doing this whole, you know, like, kind of jokingly, but like ritualistic, you know, tribute, right?
Oh, with the cookie dough.
With the cookie dough.
Right, you had it all planned out, and then yeah. Slow Jam had to log jam.
So Slow Jam comes in before the tour starts and goes, since this is a special visit, we felt like, you know, we needed to bring something. And I'm like, oh no. Okay.
Oh, and he
goes, no. Heard that people like to bring you a cookie dough. And he goes, yeah. He's like, that's like a thing here. You know, we really enjoy it and whatnot. He goes, however, I thought we could do it one up because it's a state. You know, we're doing an official state visit.
Oh, no. He one-upped you.
Yes. And so he goes over and brings out like a bottle of champagne is what it looks like. All right. You know.
It's a bottle of cookie dough.
Kind of. They unwrap it, and it's a bottle of cookie dough flavored syrup for seasoning purposes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I'm like, that's gold. Why did I think of that? I was so peeved.
Well, okay. So, and you said this is before the tour. So this was like before all this happened?
So basically what happened was once we did the signing, like, you know, getting our visas and our passports, right?
Oh, so the tour was after that?
Yes. We went over and we did the flag raising ceremony where, you know, everyone like got medals of Molasses medals of freedom and, you know, they played all the theme songs from the Micronations, like that kind of stuff.
That's pretty cool. What a cool thing to do.
Yeah, the whole experience was a lot of fun. I highly recommend it, especially if you have kids, because there's some, you know, there's definitely an appeal, right? And I'll get to that part, you know, further down, but it's
a phone with appeal.
Yeah, like, and the tour itself is rather lengthy. It's about almost 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
So definitely, yeah. I would highly recommend doing this in the springtime or in the autumn. You know, when it's not blazing hot out,
Well, there's only three times, so there's only one time you could go where it would not be good, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay, all right. I have to ask now, because this is something I was going to ask later, but now that you're saying it's like a two-hour tour, and I think this is a good time to ask because it's relevant. Yeah. How big is this micronation? Like, is it just, is it like a single compound and like this guy and his wife, or is it...
So there's a bit of nuance here, right? If we're talking property, it's about 1.5 acres. Okay.
Right.
So it's mainly this guy's property and then like the lake bed behind him. There are 38 people in the Republic of Molossia.
Oh, okay.
I got to meet 5 of them, which is the president, first lady, the head of the police force, the constable, and then 2 of the other members, which were their furry pets, their dogs.
Oh yeah,
and
I guess they don't live it within the Molossius nation limits.
No, they do. That literally, it's built around.
So they all live within that 1 acre property.
I don't know how much the 38 people do. I'll put it that way. I don't know how much, but I know at least the core does. Because, like, for example, the constable is like their oldest teenager.
Oh. Is it just all their family? Is it like 38 people who are all their family?
Ow. I'm pretty sure there's like a good part of it. I know it's like people can marry in because they did mention that. Yeah, it's mainly a family thing.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Hope I don't get to... DMCA or whatever. Huh?
And demonetized.
Yeah. You can clip that out. Whatever.
Okay. Anyway, so the tour is a lot of fun. Like, they have... Their house was nice. I'll give you that. We didn't obviously go inside. But there's a part of the property that's all, like, the land of Molossia. They have, like...
Is it multiple buildings on this acre property? Because I honestly have no clue how big an acre is.
You could argue that the buildings themselves, like, it's a lot. Again, they clearly know, you know, that there's some jokes to this, right?
Yeah.
Because
I'm gonna look this up, by the way, while you're talking, because I need to.
All the buildings are like huts and shacks that they've built to like represent the various things, and all their employees are mannequins.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he's got like the signs.
Yeah.
Desert Homestead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
Wanga Momona.
Oh, you're looking at the sign that has all the different names.
Yeah.
On?
Yeah. I see like these little shacks.
Yeah. So before we get into the shacks, that sign, right, is probably the most interesting part of this tour.
Yeah.
So Molossia is like one of the big players in the micronation, industry, I guess you could say. They host conventions, and they have people that come around all around the world. And so all of those signs are different micronations all around the country, or around the world. And so he went through the history of each one. It was very interesting. Molossia itself, they have, this is like their incorporated, home, right? But they have 2 unincorporated regions that they own in California, which I'm going to...
You know what's funny? Just as you were leading up to that, I scroll down and I see a map that's got like a green dot in Nevada and then a green dot in Southern California. And as soon as you start saying that, I'm like, he's gonna mention exactly what I'm looking at right now. Okay. And that's exactly what happened.
Yep. And I think they are also having they're expanding to Montreal next year. I think that's
fascinating. So I'm guessing, so this guy,
Kevin Ball.
Dictator Kevin, so this is his job. Is he like, he runs this little micronation and that's how he makes his money?
Yeah.
That's what a genius. This guy's a genius.
And they like you can go on their website, you can order products, you can order, they have like, they have a whole slew of like, touristy products. The one thing I'm gonna do is I gotta order some coins because they were out I think at that point, like, I had been in the sun too long, so I was like, all right, I gotta book it. So I didn't have enough time to actually, like, sit and go to the merchant and buy coins, because, you know,
one outdoor stuff,
fantastic story, right? But you know, I'm a sucker for foreign currency, so it falls into that category.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so all the huts in the pictures that you saw, that's their red square. Mm-hmm. And it's attached to the side of their house. And yeah, there's multiple buildings. There's a bank, there's a merchant, there's his office is out there. They have a working tiki grill.
Is it a real bank?
It's the Bank of Malassi is what it is.
Okay.
So take with what you will.
Oh yeah. And they got a tiki grill like a little restaurant type thing. Yeah.
So they didn't do it that day, but essentially they came out and they have Malassia branded water and like all that kind of stuff. They give it to us while we're doing the tour. But every so often when it's like, I think it's during the summertime, they will have like he'll sit there at the grill and grill up Malassia burgers for you to buy if you want to try them.
Okay, so it's not like you can only go there 3 times a year. It's just that he does this specific tour 3 times a year?
No, they open the border for people to come visit Malassia 3 times a year.
So then how are they making money the rest of the year?
You can donate, you can buy it. Like, they're selling things. You can do. They have quite a large online presence, actually.
Okay, interesting. But they don't let anybody in other times of the year. I thought they had, like, conventions and stuff you were talking about.
They do conventions. They travel and host conventions. Like, there's a lot... They're active members of the Micronation community. I'm saying, if you want to go to Malassia to visit, right? It's only 3 times a year.
Okay.
Give or take.
Interesting.
But, like, yeah, like, the whole time, it's a fantastic little tour. They hear all these kinds of stories, like, one of the fun thing is they have a space program, and they used to go out into the lake bed behind Malassia and like launch off rockets. Mm-hmm. And one year they almost lit things on fire.
Oh wow!
So now their space program is a step rocket.
Is a what?
It's mainly for the kids, but it's one of those rockets where you put it on the edge of an air pump. And you step on it and shoot the rocket in the air. It's like
it goes like 5 feet up.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way,
I was looking at pictures. He does look like a fun guy. He looks very like jovial.
He's very entertaining. And
seems like it.
Yeah. So space program, they have a jail. Because you can go to jail in Malassia if you violate the customs. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I have a list of customs here.
It's funny because I just scrolled to the picture of customs when you said that, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. The customs are gold. Here, then, you know what? Do you want to read the customs and I'll give you some detail about it?
No, I just saw a picture of the customs. I just saw a picture.
Fine.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually.
Okay, well, then here. These are the list of items that you're not allowed to bring in Malassia. Okay? Some of them, obvious ones make sense. Like, they have it split up, so it's like, here's the obvious things, and then here's our rules, you know? Like, you can't bring firearms, can't bring ammo, you can't bring explosives, mm-hmm. and no drugs or tobacco. Makes sense, right?
Right.
Then it gets into a little bit, you know, more interesting territory. You can't bring in any incandescent light bulbs.
Hmm.
No plastic shopping bags.
Okay, good for the environment.
Yeah, so it's completely like the whole Malassia infrastructure is completely solar run. It's all green energy.
Good. Respect that.
Yeah. No catfish.
Hmm.
So this I thought was funny. This is the reason why, okay? Because this is like the first story he told us right out of the gate. The reason you can't bring catfish is out of spite. Okay. Because, like, in the early 2000s, because Malassia has been around, I think, since the early 90s. Late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
And you can't bring... So, like, in the early 2000s, Malassia was going to have an article written about them in, like, Maxim, right? One of the men's magazines, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And last minute, they decided to pull it for coverage on noodling. Do you know what noodling is?
I feel like I did at one point. I don't know. It sounds familiar.
Noodlers are men who are in the river and catch catfish with their bare hands.
Oh, wow.
And so, in spite of that, you're not allowed to bring catfish into Malaysia.
Makes sense. That's you're funny. Right.
It tracks. You can't also bring no fresh spinach. Okay. Or onions.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
Reason is because he's a dictator. He doesn't like him. You can't bring him in.
I like Kevin already. Actually, I like spinach, though. But yeah, onions.
No missionaries or salesmen.
Uh-huh. For
obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And no walruses. Sorry. You just can't. If you could bring a walrus in there, there's something wrong with you. You can't bring any walruses into Malaysia. Doesn't work.
Okay, fair enough.
And so, as part of the tour, after we did the space program, we were treated to their mini golf course, which is intentionally bad. It's a one hole 77 par course. But the fun part was they have a jail and an executioners for public executions. And so the jail, they had a small toy walrus and they'd give it to all the kids or whatever, whoever wanted to go get their picture taken in jail. They're like, here's some contraband. And then they take it from him and go, how dare you bring contraband into Malaysia? You're going to jail.
Does anybody go there, like, bringing catfish just to be, like, thrown in jail or something like that?
I mean, I think so. Like, just as a part of a joke. Yeah, I think part of it. Yo, it's a vibe. It's a vibe nonetheless. My favorite one was they had a navy. They have a navy. Which is, makes no sense because they're, you know, 50 miles into the desert. But it is two inflatable kayaks. Yeah. And a GoPro. That they sometimes deploy out at Lake Tahoe. And if they bring the GoPro, it's to enact their submarine so they can see pictures of stuff underwater.
Okay.
But yeah, so Malaysia. It's a very fun trip. I highly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
Kevin and I feel bad because I can't remember his wife's name. They are such kind and hilarious people. And the fact that he's a dictator is always fun. I'm like, yeah, I get to meet a dictator.
Yeah. Let me see. Malaysia visit times. I want to see. Tour seasons from April 15th of April through 15th of October. Okay, well, that wouldn't coincide with when I was thinking of going next, but all right.
Yeah. But yeah, it is a fantastic trip. Fantastic, absurd, you know, it's that absurd hidden gem thing to go do. And I highly recommend it.
Would you say that is your rec for this episode?
Yeah, I recommend it. If you want a trip until they reopen, follow them online. They have a YouTube channel. They have a TikTok. There's a whole movie, actually. I can't remember the exact, like, date, right? Like, the year. But Kevin was overthrown for 2 days. There was a revolt in Malaysia.
That's funny.
And it was by a bunch of, like, gamer tech bros.
Who Wait made a second.
Mission called Kickassia.
I've seen this. Oh yeah. My god. I saw this back when it happened. I remember that whole thing. Because I used to watch that channel, that guy with the glasses. Well, that yeah, it was like the whole thing and yeah, the Nostalgia Critic. And so they started doing a yearly kind of movie that got more and more elaborate. And I like the first one was just this giant battle, and like the Angry Video Game Nerd was involved.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the last things I had watched before I kind of stopped watching. But I remember that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was... I remember that. I remember really enjoying it. I think that's when like they had really peaked with their video production or whatever.
Yeah. They invaded. They took it out. So
fascinating.
The one last thing I want to mention, because this is by far the best story that he told them. If you go on their website, on the front page, they have a banner that says, you know, help us aid in our war effort against East Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Malaysia is at war. And has been at war for like 30 years. Here's the reason what happened. So before Malaysia was created, Private Sergeant, whatever his rank was, Kevin, Mr. Bowell, mm-hmm. was serving in the military and was serving when East Germany was a thing. Right. For those who need a history lesson, you know, after World War II, Germany was split up. There's all the different pieces of Germany. And so he was, I guess East Germany was the communist German, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that. But while he was serving in the military, his job, his portion, was to basically jump and prepare to fight East Germany, right? Because at that time, it was during the Red Scare, the commies were going to do it, you know, going to destroy the world kind of deal, right?
Right, Cold War, all that jazz. Yeah.
And so, once he created Malaysia, he got really drunk one night and was like, you know what? I hate East Germany. He's like, I'm tired that they had to get, you know, I don't know how many times that I had to get up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning to be able to fight these people when nothing ever happened. So he wrote a declaration of war. And then forgot about it for like 15 years. Now, for those of you who know their history, no, East Germany is no longer a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, symbolically, it does still exist.
Hmm.
So he said, like, I think this, again, these dates may be a little wrong, but roughly like 10 years ago, he found this declaration of war. And was like, what can I do to fix this, right? Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, the only portion of East Germany that still exists is a small island off the coast of Cuba that Cuba gave to East Germany as a symbolic gesture. Oh. No one lives there. There's only a handful of goats and like sheep and stuff. It's mainly like a farming, you know, a farming resource place.
Okay.
So there's no one of power for him to negotiate and cancel the war.
Oh, wow. So there's that war is just an ongoing thing? So
the war is just an ongoing thing and will be till the end of time.
That's hilarious.
And so this war is actually what my uncle decided to nitpick. Okay. So once I went through and did my Malaysia trip, I came back. And, you know, I did the, you know, and if you listened to last week's episode, you know, I did the mudding and the onsen stuff.
Yeah.
And all that.
You may have paused from last week's episode and then begun this one.
It is true. You might have. If you listened to us, you might have.
If you wanted to. You don't have to.
But I walk into the bocce place and I am immediately jumped on by my aunt and uncle. All right. My aunt had quite a few interesting questions, right? And mm-hmm. I love it because it turns out it was my mom, like, I guess earlier that morning, they were talking about, you know, why isn't Brandon here? Why isn't Rutz here? And they're like, oh, you know, he's doing this trip to Malaysia. And so they were like reading the website, like trying, she was trying to answer some questions. She's not very good at when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And so you remember how I said there was that banner that had the German flag and was showing how they were at war with Eastern Germany? I told you on the front page before I told the war story.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. My uncle saw that and assumed that was their flag. He didn't read anything into it.
Of course.
So he goes, how does it feel for you to go to a country that supports Nazis?
Huh.
And I sat there and I defended myself and defended myself. And I'm like, this nut job.
Yeah.
It put me in such a sour mood. And he was like, he took it as, you know, creating this micronation, like this guy, you know, Kevin was like out of his mind and like he clearly wasn't like, oh, you know, he wasn't like there was no comedy or, you know, whatever, you know, silliness. He wasn't acknowledging the silliness in the situation.
Right.
And so it put such a sour note on the tail end of that trip that I'm just like, That's when I turned to the drink and just started drinking the rest of the evening.
Oh, but, I see. There was a little gap in that whole thing.
Yeah. And hell, you want to since I know he doesn't listen to this. When we started playing bocce that night, uh-huh. I went up to my stepdad, right? Hey, my sister's dad, who we've talked about on the show, I think, before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I go, you know, I'm not normally in your corner. But right now, I'm in your corner. I want you to kick the shit out of him.
And beat him in this bocce game.
And he totally did. So I was thrilled. So.
Nothing I like more than a friendly rivalry.
Right? It was thrilling. I loved it.
Or I guess frenemies, or like whatever you would call it when like enemies join forces.
Yep.
For a common cause.
Yep, yep, yep. So that's my trip. My trip to Molossia. Highly recommended if you are in the area or can make it out to the area when they during their visitation days.
Nice.
Just remember that if you choose to do so, you need to email and make a reservation with customs first. Not a first come, first serve.
I got a duck Elvis on my trip.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'll take a picture.
I'm confused. A duck Elvis?
Yeah, like a little rubber duck that's basically Elvis Presley. I'll take a picture and I'll put it in the Discord.
That's what you meant.
only if people join though.
That's, I was gonna say testy. I don't know why that's testy, but that's the word that came to my head.
Oh, maybe that's
maybe today, later to later's activities are getting to me already. Who knows?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Maybe that'll be a theme for the next.
I am not discussing. That is part of the contract I created. There's no discussions of what's going on at today's party.
Oh, I was talking about my the Discord.
Oh, fair, whatever.
But anyway, no. If you pause the last episode, now's the time to resume that episode.
Didn't, and you just decided to jump to this one, hope you enjoyed. Go to Molossia. I will recommend if you want a trip, follow Molossia on TikTok. The Republic of Molossia is hilarious, and you'll learn a lot.
I mean, I already have.
Just remember, don't bring any catfish or walruses if you go to Molossia.
Or else you'll be jailed.
Mm-hmm.
And don't slurp the water.
I'll slurp all the water. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed. And leave a rating on whatever platform you're on. You know how it is at this point.
Yeah, you know the drill.
Oh, there you go.
We wouldn't have called it that if that wasn't the case.
Fair. All right. We're out. See you next week.
All right. Bye.